in terms of where we left things off from last week. So we were wondering, you know, to what extent is the Shita Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, you know, part of the, you know, halachic discussion that emerges, you know, both locally in terms of this Gemara and then more broadly. So we'll start with the Rishonim Alatar. And again, even if you're going to mute yourself, like, please don't hesitate when, you know, if you want to speak up, I'll call on you and then just unmute yourself. So in terms of the Rishonim Alatar, we definitely saw indications that there is room to paskin, like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. So which Rishon on the daf is obviously clear about that? Rami, I see your hand. You don't have to raise it virtually. Well, okay, so the Rambam, yeah, but we'll get to the Rambam. But on the daf itself, we have Ilan, quick to the draw.
Rashi.
Okay, which Rashi are you referring to?
Al Korchacha, Tfila Samusafin. They've tried to find the parallel and they couldn't find Musaf, so they instituted Tfila.
Okay, right. So that's in terms of the mechanism, and because Ilan mentioned it, we should definitely do some Chazara on that point, because that's really the heart of our Lamdas in terms of, you know, what's the chicken and what's the egg here. So according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, it sounds like they wanted to be metake in Tfilos, and Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, Tmidim broadly defined, not just the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, but including Hector Chalav and Ve'evarim, and including the Tfilas HaMusafin, the Karban Musaf as well, in terms of the Prat of Zmanim. So it really ran in that direction. You know, we're looking to establish Tfilos, and we then hammer them down in terms of the Prat of Zman for Karbanos. It sounded from Rashi, and we were medayik based on an inference in Tosfos as well, and for Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, it was a little bit different. There was Tfilos Avos Tiknum, not in the classical sense, but Kediktani Bebraisa Lekamei, right? They introduced this notion of Tfilah into the world, so we didn't need to introduce Tfilos the way that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you know, thought that the Anshe Knesset HaGadola needed to introduce Tfilos. The Tfilos were already there. And then, once the Tfilos were already there, and the question is, you know, how can this become a halachic norm? So the rabbis, Asmechu Rabbanon al Karbanos, the rabbis looked to the structure of Karbanos and said, okay, the Avos made this remarkable, beautiful contribution in terms of the relationship between human beings and the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what we need to do is find a way of legislating this. And so they looked towards all of the Karbanos and wanted a corresponding tefillah. So everybody follow that? Just before we go any further in our Chazara, everybody's comfortable with that point? Okay, outstanding. Okay, but what about Rishonim Alatar, who are clear in terms of the Psak Halacha of Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina? Rishonim Alatar. Okay, I see a hand. Eitan Mermelstein?
Tosfos.
Excellent. Okay, so which Tosfos are you alluding to?
The one where he says that because of Yaakov really meant to daven Maariv earlier in the day, we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and daven before Shkia.
Oh, well, he says, you know, in accordance with my earlier view where we talked about, you know, Zman Kriyat Shema and Beis Amid Aleph, based on the Shitos on Beis Amid Beis, you know, maybe this works out particularly well for me. But if Yaakov Davin, based on the Gemara Nechulin on Dav Tzadi Aleph, Mi Bod Yom, a little bit, right, Efshar Shevarti Al Makom Shispalu Avosai Velo Hispalalti, so, you know, davening a little bit earlier would be called for, again, which works out Tosos L'Shitasam. So it sounds like, you know, in terms of even a prat, like Zman HaTfila, that the Balei HaTosfos are asking like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Okay, so the next point, people started to mention before, is, of course, Shitas HaRambam. Okay, so the Rambam Shita is up for grabs. It's a machlokas in the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah in terms of how the Rambam paskins. And a lot of it has to do with the Shakla Vitaria and the Gemara itself. So, Ephraim, just remind us in terms of how the Shakla Vitaria comes to an expression, you know, within the discussion in Nosekelem the Rambam, who the Rambam Shita is like.
So there's a Machlokes that Mishnah, left hand Mishnah, about better. And Chazal Mishnah says that he really ends up in like a, what's it called? Like Rabbi Shimon and Levi, don't attack.
Sorry, Ephraim, you're. Yeah, Ephraim, sorry, it wasn't coming out clearly. Ezra Baron?
So basically, the Kesa Mishnah thinks that the Ram holds like the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, because in the end of the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Rechlina is motive makes us. But the Lecha Mishnah, he says that the flow of the Gemara is not necessarily against Rabbi Yossi Barachan, you know, because Rabbi Shoban Levi never, because we see there was a brace against each opinion, and Rabbi Yossi Levi never had to answer the brace that was a kashi against him.
So exactly.
You can't say for sure the Rambam Paskin like Rabbi Shoban Levi.
Right, and it's hard to be Machriya at that point, right? I mean, that's like a really interesting point of debate between the Kesef Mishnah and Lecha Mishnah. Is it better to have asked and answered? Is it better not to have asked at all? So we had to leave that, Bitzarach Iyun. But then there was clearly a Davar HaMachriya within the broader Shitas HaRambam that it's going to be very difficult to explain according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And what is that piece of evidence that becomes so dispositive in the broader discussion of Shitas HaRambam? Go ahead, Ezra, you're doing beautifully.
Would it be the Helfos Malachim?
It certainly would be. Yeah. Just expand on it.
Because he says that, he basically says there that Avram, that they all established the different parts of the Tefillah as some of the mitzvot that they, as basic things that they added on to the original mitzvot. So it sounds like from there that he's definitely holding that there's at least some sort of, at least the Avos did something with regards to Tefillah that.
Exactly, because we're tracing, it's both the fact that he takes the time to mention it in a very important way. And guys, I'm just going to ask everybody to please, if it's really essential to keep, to chat, if you know, otherwise, I find it to be a distraction. I want everybody to try to focus on the shiur. So again, if there's a point that you miss, you can just raise your hand and we'll circle back to you. But let's try to really all stick on the same page. Otherwise, I could just make a recording and, let's not overuse the chat, to have sort of a sidebar discussion, during the shiur. I appreciate that. Okay. So you're absolutely right, Ezra. You said it very, very, very beautifully. And I think it's an absolutely critical point that it's not just that the Rambam mentions that Avram was mispalel and that Yitzchak was mispalel and that Yaakov was mispalel, but he does it in the context of tracing the development of all of the Tariq mitzvos from Adam HaRishon through Noach, through Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Amram, Moshe, Nishlama Torah al Yadan. So he seems to think that this made a substantial contribution to the development of Halacha. Now again, the Rambam, in this incredibly exquisite way, especially when it comes to Avram, you see it, makes it clear that he doesn't believe for a second that somehow this generated a chi of daraisa. I mean, we could have already inferred that from Hilchos Tfila, right? Because there, the Rambam, is very clear. Lo'avda b'chol v'avchem v'avatem es Hashem Elokeichem ikar chaser min ha-sefer. But who remembers the diuk that we had by Avram Avinu? It seems like really clear that the Rambam knows how to say that this is something which is a chi of daraisa that goes back to Avram, or that Avram introduced the notion. Mikey, what's the diuk that we have?
The Rambam specifically says v'hu hispalel shachos. Most the previous language like v'nistava yeser al elu b'mila.
Right, perfect.
It's not a chiyuv at all.
Could not have said it any better, right? So it's very clear from Shitas HaRambam that this isn't to be compared to mila, but it's still he's taking the time to mention it. And it wasn't only the Rambam, but I think we saw a number of other Rishonim, in addition to Rashi and Tosfos, the way that we summarize them on the daf, but I think we saw other Rishonim as well, who were convinced that Tfilos Avos Tiknum wasn't a classical takana, but that wouldn't generate a formal chiyuv, but was certainly an important moment, historically. Who am I alluding to? Like, just to put them on the ledger? Akiva Prager?
Sheet of the Kuvetzes.
Excellent. So what are you alluding to? Very good.
So basically, he says that when he says Avos Tiknum, that's not the reason that we're Mechuyavim. They made a takana, and then the Rabbanim came and were made it into a Chiyuv through the Karbanos. And then also, the Ra'ah has similar language that the Avos didn't daven. When the Gemara says Avos Tiknum, it just means that they davened, and then the Rabbanon came, asked the Rabbanon and Karbanos to make it into a Chiyuv.
Okay, very good. So we have not a small group of Rishonim who are doing their best to explain, you know, exactly how the Shita Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina works out in practical terms. And then we saw very prominently one of the Achronim who said, yeah, you know, you see this coming up in other sugyos as well, where the idea that Tfilos Avos Tiknum, that there's some, what I call like a De Oraisa Aura, you know, about these Tfilos, specifically these Tfilos, the Tfilos Shebechol Yom, you know, Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv, because of the Avos, so that has a role in Nafkamina and other Sugyos and other Masachtos. So, this Shamir, I see you raising your hand, going ahead.
You're all talking about all the Grishal Yashiv, which he also says similar by the Gita Nasha.
Okay, great. So, very good. So, we'll come back to that in a moment, where you have this idea of the Gid Hanasha, but he doesn't quite make the case that I was just making. But Yenison, which Achron put his finger on the issue for us and said, "Oh yeah."
Oh, but I was thinking you were referring. I thought you were referring to Rashi and Tainus.
I am. Also. Okay, so yeah, who pointed that out to us? Yeah, Rabbi Kivager.
Oh, Rabbi Kivager.
Rabbi Kivager on the Daf says, "Yeah, you look in Rashi and Tainus." So go ahead. So Rashi and Tainus says, you can't compare
the carbon mincha to, or sorry, tfilas min, or carbon or tfilas mincha to either carbon eitzim or
tfilas ne'ilas sha'arim. So it's one thing.
The fact that what's called mincha is a deraisa. The fact that it was niskan by the yischak bein.
Right. So it's very hard to believe that Rashi thinks that and then therefore it's a chi of deraisa. What he's saying is, it's rooted in something, you know, in the chumash itself. Okay. So that's a very, very critical point that Rabbi Kivager is noting, is that there are nafkamina lahalacha based on Avos Tiknum, which again would suggest that at least Rashi in other places might be, just like the Lecha Mishnah believes is Shita Sarambam, just like we see is the Shita Tosos by Meiriv, saying that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina might actually be the dispositive view in halacha. Again, it's not clear and it's a matter of machlokas, but it's something to take very, very, very seriously. Again, just to do chazara on one other, I think, important point that we tried to introduce in our discussion last week, and before we get to, I think, probably the clearest expression in terms of a nafkamina in Hilchos Tfila of the notion of Tfilos Avos Tiknum, is the way to read the supporting brice of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. So I think we said something about how the brice presents the contribution of the Avos. So anybody want to just remind us about how the Braisa presents what the Avos did? excuse me. Maybe somebody you haven't heard from yet. So again, it's obviously charting out the course of Levi. Go ahead. I haven't heard from you today.
That basically, not that they didn't work as individuals, but it rather presents it as a kind of all the Avos together, not Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov Tiknum, but Avos as a whole Tiknum, that they built off of each other and they created this together, this tradition / institution of Tfila.
Right, very good. And if there's a Rishon, you know, very local Rishon, yeah, very good. So Tosos takes the approach that the Gemara in Yuma, which says that Avram was davening in the afternoon, also must have been
after Yitzchak was writing the
Metake. Right, exactly. So Yitzchak understood himself as continuing the work of Avram, but Avram reciprocally understood that it was valuable to practice Yitzchak's Takana as well. So we thought that was very, very significant. Now let's just take things one step further. So the Avos built up this entire framework of Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv, but the wording in the Braisa seems really important, because the wording seems to get at the idea that there is something additive about this structure, because it's not just doing the same thing three times, but
Not sure.
Anybody happen to remember? Shimmy, I see your hand.
Oh, no, it's just I forgot to lower it from last time I raised it.
Oh, that's okay. Avi Tepler?
They're different modes of tefillos.
Right. So, you know, Ela Makoma Sharamacham, so the emphasis is on what I call the pure kiyum without the Maisa, right? The Amida Bifnei Amelach. Then we have the notion of Sicha, and we had different formulations about what Sicha is. It's just sort of like the ongoing conversation, Ala Rabbi Yochanan Halavai Sheis Paladam Kol Yom Kulo, or more like Tosus and Avodah Zarah, Dav Zayin, Eshboch Lefanav Sichi, Tzarasi Lefanav Agid, or it's Tfilah La'ani Kiyato, Filifnei Hashem Yishboch Sicho, which might sound like a little bit more of a Tfilah Be'ez Tzara kind of a thing, and then Yaakov Avinu coming along, and certainly without any question, you know, being on the run, and trying to live to see another day, Tfilah in the nighttime. Maariv isn't just a Tfilah at night, but it's, you know, a Tfilah, you know, in terms of darkness and Choshech. There's a lot of symbolism there that you guys have all spoken to very eloquently. So we noted that the Avos' structure isn't just, creating this sense of Erev Avoker Vetzaraya, Masicha Ve'ema Vayishma Koli, but it's really contributing different ways that Tefillah can encapsulate our relationship with Hashem. Again, there's value to simply being in Hashem's presence, even if no words were exchanged, Amida. And there's value to an ongoing conversation throughout one's day. Maybe that's why it's time for Mincha, right? Yitzchak Avinu. And then there's certainly value in terms of, Yaakov Avinu, Be'ez Tzara. We've discussed this at enormous length about what exactly Tefillah Be'ez Tzara is and how it differs from whether it's a separate mitzvah according to the Rambam, whether it's a referendum on one's sense of emuna, according to the Ramban, ulo avdo b'chol avavchem kavana ritzuyi shleima v'lo altzad asafik. So we've discussed all of that as well. Okay, so that's basically what we've set up until now. Avi, I see your virtual hand, but not your actual hand. If you have a question, now's a perfect time.
I do not have a question. I forgot to put it down.
Oh, that's okay. No problem. Okay, so yeah, Rami, please.
Just for the future, Rebbe, would you prefer that we virtually raise our hand or physically?
Well, here's the thing. On my screen, like, I have to scroll across constantly to see you guys. So I've got this sidebar open where I can see basically everybody's hand raised at once. In fact, I think what it does is once he raises your hands, I think it promotes you sort of to the top of the bar.
There's no way.
Rabbi, you could see all of us at once. You got a
gallery
view. It says Alt plus F2.
Okay, so thank you very much. Okay, so I want to do the gallery view, Alt F2. Okay.
You might also be able to click on something in the upper right corner of the
it looks like a Rubik's cube in the top right corner.
Okay, perfect. All right, I love it. Amazing. Okay. Great. I can even see the Rav now, behind Yoni. Yeah, the Rav, I guess that's different than your TABC theme.
I'm trying to go for a big mix.
I hear you. Unless the Rav was actually giving shir in TABC all those years, just nobody realized.
I mean, Rav Schechter is right there, so you got...
Right, figures. That's true. That's true also. Okay, so the guys in the bottom row are getting cut off. Akiva, was that your hand, your question?
No.
Okay.
I was admiring the Rav's shoe.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Back in the days of Schoology, you know, Alav HaShalom. That was like the picture for Shir. So anyway, for what it's worth.
How many fathers have it?
What's that? And,
I think now on Blackbaud, our folder that's Machshava and Thought of the Rav has a picture of him.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, that's, there's still opportunities on Blackbaud, but in Schoology it was, you know, they didn't burden you with coming up with a picture for every little thing that you did, you know, so it was a different, I just gave up after a while. This will be certainly a low-hanging fruit, but as all of you guys saw in your Hachana, so there's one very, very obvious halacha, probably the most obvious halacha. You know, when it comes to Tfilos Avos Tiknum, having an impact on the structure of tefillah, and it could not be more nogeya halach lamaisa than right now. Yeah. What would that be? Hashemi? Yeah, okay, very, very good. So, and nicely finished as well, right? Beveso. So that's excellent. So the idea of makom kavua, right, which obviously impacts the halachic structure of tefillah, so we'll talk about that now at length, right, is presuming, right, this idea of avos tiknum, right? It doesn't come out and say it, and you have to go, you know, about 20 blot later to actually get to the original discussion, but, you know, you can't learn Gemara bi'iyun in the order of the Masechta, right? You'll not make any progress that way. So you have to sort of figure out what's going on. So this is an amazing phenomenon. So we actually have a very clear halacha, and we don't even need Rabbi Kiva Eger to point this out to us, but a very clear halacha that's predicated on the idea of tfilos avos tiknum, that the mold of tefillah was really created in many ways by the avos. So let's now get into it. Okay, so I'm just opening up my makoros, and I'll ask somebody maybe to do the honors in terms of reading the initial Gemara and Brachos, and we'll do the statement of Rav Huna, and we'll, you know, have a discussion about it. So anybody want to volunteer? In gallery view? Okay. Ezra Baron, I see your hand. Go ahead.
Okay. Amar Rabbi Yechava, Amar Rav Huna. Klo kovea makom l'tfilaso, elokei Avraham be'ezro. The Kishamis, Omer Mlo, I anav I chosid, mitamidov shal Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, menalan de kava makom, tichsi, bayashkim Avraham ba'poker, el makom, asher amad sham, ve'in amida el tfila shenemar,
Right, so the clear overlap with our Gemara comes towards the end of this passage, right, in terms of the Pesukim. Agreed?
Yeah.
Right, so the same Pesukim that the Gemara in Dav Vav is utilizing to justify the fact that Avram was Kovei Makom is the Gemara in Dav Chavav is using to justify that Avram davened Shacharis, right? It's just a question of what you're emphasizing, Vayashkim Avram Baboker and Dav Chavav, and here it's obviously El Hamakom, right? Okay, very good. So, you know, it's not like we're just quoting the same pasuk for, you know, two different halachos. What we're trying to do, obviously, is to key in on different parts of the pasuk. So let's now just have a little bit of an open-ended discussion about this Maimer of Rav Huna, as related to us by Rabbi Chalbo, which is an altogether fascinating statement. I think we understand very well what the derivation from the pasuk is. I don't think that's really the question. But there is some question, especially when it comes to halacha lemaisa, and then also in terms of pshat in the Gemara, what exactly is going on? So, you know, normally when we encounter any kind of a din in the Gemara, you know, the first question, certainly in my training, that we want to ask is, is this a din d'oraisa? Is this a din d'rabbanan? If it's a din d'rabbanan, which din d'oraisa is it predicated on? Or maybe is it actually neither? So, you know, prima facie, when you read this Gemara, din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan, or neither, and again, reasonable arguments can be made here, but there's some diukim that probably should be made. Ben Zion?
I would say it's neither, because as it doesn't say Chayev Adam, Lasos Makom Kavua, it says Delkei Avram Be'ezro, it's like an Eitz Atova almost.
Oh! You took away my next question. You stole my script. Right, so I was going to say, what do we usually call that? Like an Eitz Atova Kamash Malan, right? This is what, in halachic terms, we would say there's an Inyan to have a Makom Kavua, but, right, the way that the Gemara formulates it, Ben Zion, very good, is that it'll be good for you. It's worthwhile. Elokei Avram be'ezro. Right. This is complicated somewhat, though. I would say it's somewhat complicated by the fact that... Okay, Akiva Prager?
There's a pasuk quoted, but right, it's not really an issue, because the pasuk doesn't say, where do we learn that you need to have a makom kavua? It's, where do we learn that... it's basically connecting it to Elokei Avram be'ezro. It's, oh, why would we say that? So the Gemara asks, well, how do we know that that Avram had a makom kavua. So okay, so we quote a pasuk for why Avram had a makom.
Outstanding.
Okay. That's the reason you need to have a
Akiva, really outstanding reading of the Gemara. So you always need to be careful. You know, as soon as the Gemara quotes a pasuk, you know, we always you know, our instinctive reaction is to say denda reiser and asmachta. But you read the Gemara much more carefully, and I completely agree with you. The Gemara wasn't looking to establish the Rama, the level of the Chiyuv. The Gemara just wanted to know, you know, where we see that Avram did this, right? El hamakom asher amad sham, that he already davened. Right, there's something else in the Gemara that might confirm what Ben Sion says. A very puzzling, probably the most puzzling line in the Gemara altogether. Yehuda, what sort of like confirms Ben Sion's idea about this being an Eitzah Tova, besides just saying Elokei Avram be'Ezro?
Also, you're called a Talmid of Avram, so it's not that you're a Shomer Mitzvos or something, but it's something that has to be specifically that you're following the teachings of Avraham, not the Mitzvos even of Avraham.
Right, isn't it interesting, Yehuda, that like this is like the defining thing. This makes you a Talmud. Like I understand, you know, Hevi Mitalmidev Shel Aaron, Oiv Shalom Virodev Shalom Oiv Ezabrios and Mekarban LaTorah, because that was a defining aspect of his spiritual persona. But who would have thought that Makom Kavua? You know, I would have thought, you know, like it's more like there is another source in Chazal that talks about Talmidev Shel Avram Avinu, and that's much less surprising. Elon, which Makor in Chazal am I talking about? It says, this makes a person a Talmid of Shel Avram Avinu.
Kirke Avos?
Good, what does it say?
That
was Talmid of Shel Avram Avinu. That was Talmid of Shel Avram. But where does it say in terms of something that establishes you as Talmid of Shel Avram Avinu? Yoni is...
It's talking about, like, is it Ayin Tov, that comparison to Abraham? It's one of the three things.
Yeah, except Mora not going to have it out with you, because it's an Ayin Tova, right?
Fine.
Right, it's an Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh Shepala, Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu, as opposed to Mitalmidav Shel...
Not Balak, Bilamira.
Shel Bilamira, right. So those things are, like, very characteristic of Avram. So... this Gemara is like really fascinating that it starts talking about you as a Talmud Shel Avram Avinu, about something that wasn't even so obvious as part of his legacy. There's one more point I just wanted to say. I think maybe Ezra has it as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, that it says Kava instead of Tikkunim, like from.
Very good. Like the Nusach and Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. I didn't even have that in mind. But something about the Gemara that sort of takes it a little bit away from the Chiyuv. Yehuda, you started to quote it, right? Mitalmidav Shel Avram Avinu, but it's... Avi?
The Gemara says, Onav Yichasid.
Right. It's talking about like the Hesped that they'll give you. Right? It doesn't say like you're Mekayim Mitzvah D'Oraisa and Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, but and maybe this is better. But, you know, you'll have a Hesped. The rabbi's not going to have to work too hard, you know. He'll just say the guy had a makom kavua, eana vechasin mitamidav shel Avram Avinu. So it definitely sounds like an Eitzah Tova kamash malan. But we know that sometimes these formulations, you know, which sound like or they could be an Eitzah Tova, end up being very nogei halacha lemaisa. So in fact, can anybody point us to a sugya we spent a lot of time studying earlier this year? In first parak of Brachos, where you probably would have read the Gemara as an Eitzah Tova Kamash Malan, but hey, all of a sudden, you know, it's a halacha lemaisa and it impacts us all the time. David Rabbani?
Shnai Mikra.
You hit the nail on the head. You guys, I don't know what to say, but this distance learning thing is working out for you. Right, so the Olam Yashem Adam Parshios of Yimatzibur, Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, Vafilo Ataros Udivon, I don't know if it's better or worse than getting a hesped, you know, out of it, but it doesn't say, you know, that they'll say about you, Eyana vechasid mitalmidav shel b'nei Ruvein u'b'nei Gad. Maybe that wouldn't be such a good idea. But the point is that it definitely could have been read as an Eitzah Tova, and yet the Gemara itself is understood to have normative halachic implications. So here we have the concept of a makom kavua. The Gemara, I totally agree with Ben Sion. Totally agree. You know, read innocently sounds like, yeah, this would be a good thing to do, but you shouldn't lose too much sleep over it. But as we began to see, the Rishonim, you know, take it very, very, very seriously. And it seems to be, once again, not just because of the psukim that are quoted, but because of the entire idea, a direct outgrowth of the notion of tfilos avos tiknum. So just like the Bali Atosos had l'inyan hazman, so now the Gemara is saying l'inyan the makom, l'inyan hamakom as well. Okay, so let's take a look here. Ezra Sepulitz, if you don't mind, taking us through Rashi, and then hopefully we'll see the Yerushalmi as well.
Sure. Elokei Avram, shekova makom l'tfilaso.
Okay, right, so Avram was koveya makom l'tfilaso, and this, you know, when we daven to Hashem, we daven same way to Elokei Avraham. Avram, it's an amazing thing, but it's sort of like Hashem becomes associated fully with Avram. I think I mentioned to you last week on multiple occasions, the Ramban, Zeh Shemi Liolam is Zechri Lidor Dor. Tfila is impossible without the Avos. And so Elokei Avram, the God of the One who is Koveya Makom Tfila, so Be'ezro is going to help him.
Kederech Shoya Ozer LaAvram.
Wow, so that's a pretty big deal. What makes this a pretty big deal, this Rashi? Kederach Shaya Ozer LaAvram. So the Gemara says, Elokei Avram Be'ezro. So Rashi says, no, not just, you know, Hashem's going to help you out, but what's the riboy? Rashi's saying a chiddush. I didn't read it really carefully. Ephraim, let's try you again. I hope that your technical issues have been resolved. Otherwise, we're going to say that this is essential and Ken Harris can make a house visit.
So
Governor Murphy is going to give a heter.
So that it's not just that Hashem will help you, but that Hashem will help you in exactly the same way that he helped Avram, which implies that you're exactly like Avram Avinu.
Right. So and like when we talk about the way that Hashem helped Avram, which source, which Rishon comes to mind? Because this is actually like a documented phenomenon. There's a Rishon that talks about the way that Hashem helped Avram was completely unlike the way that he helped anybody else. Ezra? Baron?
Could it be the fact that he sent visitors to visit him when he was sick?
Okay. Well, you know, he went, Kadosh Baruch Hu was, you know, Mevakir Chola himself. He didn't even send visitors. But there's a famous essay, I didn't have it, you look at this, but this is general knowledge, but yeah, Yehuda.
That Hashem was Mevarech Avraham Bakol.
Okay, right, that's true. Ben Sion?
Are you saying the Rambam, helping him discover at age 3/3 or 40, helping Avram discover?
Well, there the Rambam is actually almost like in the opposite direction because he says, Lo hayo lo modia, velo melamed. Nobody helped him. He couldn't even go to the Khan Academy theology courses. You know, okay. He didn't even have distance learning. Barinholtz? Baron, it looks like you're being held in some dungeon over there. Is everything okay? Okay, because we can barely hear you. I'm gonna write to your parents. It's like a hostage video.
Wait, can you hear that better?
Not so well.
Use Morse code with your eyes if you need help.
I'm really sorry, no. We're trying. We can't hear you. Does anybody happen to know? Oh, the Ramban. Yes, he's right. Okay, he put it in the chat. That is an excellent use of the chat. Yes, the Ramban. Okay. That's correct. I'm loving the fact that you guys have picked up like on my like you guys have done forensic analysis of my phraseology. That's right. So the Ramban wrote a famous essay on this topic. Okay, so the pasuk says this is Bereishis Perek Yudches Pasuk Yudches Ki Yedateu Laman Asher Yitzabez Bana Bespesu Acharav, so that generally speaking, there's hashkacha klalis, but for people who are medabek b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is medabek to them and protects them. And he says, that's the whole story of Avram's life. None of it makes any sense. You know, he's saved from this fiery furnace, and then he goes to war with this ragtag group, like the Bad News Bears. He goes to war against these four major empires, and somehow he's able to slaughter all of them and not suffer any casualties. How does this make any sense? Right, he's having children. He's 100 years old. So he says, no, that's the whole point, is that Avram was medabek by Kadosh Baruch Hu so deeply that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha was hashkacha pratis, as opposed to what, you know, I could reasonably expect to, because I'm not as committed as Avram Avinu. I think that's a fair statement. So, you know, I can't expect that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be reciprocally as committed to me. So this Rashi always stood out to me, right? It's not just saying, the Gemara just says, oh, okay, Avram Bezro. The Gemara doesn't make promises. You know, Hashem's going to help you. No, Rashi says, you know, that okay, Avram Be'ezro, meaning the way that he helped Avram Avinu. So all of a sudden, even if it's just Ben Sion, I agree with you, in Eitz HaTovah Kamash Malan, you know, Pshuto Kemashmo, it sounds like there's a lot riding on this, Rashi, right? Because this would be a very important thing to do, right? Marichin Lo Yamav Ushnosav is also a big bracha, but I don't know that it could even come to what, you know, Rashi here thinks that Avram Avinu was being given, Elokei Avram Be'ezro, you know, Kederach Shaya Ozer, the Avram Avinu. Okay, point. Next point. Let's talk about the Yerushalmi. Ezra Sepulitz, I think, was doing the honors here.
Yeah, I'm just going to start reading from my phone.
Oh, okay. Is it... Do you want...
Just that my computer was lagging.
Oh, okay.
Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chia v'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Sarech Adam le'espalo b'makom shu'im b'yuchad le'tfila, u'ma ta'am, b'chol ha'makom asher azkir ha'shemi, asher tazkir ha'shemi en k'siv kan, ela b'chol ha'makom asher azkir. Rabbi Tamchon, Rabbi Bar Chanina, Sarech Adam le'yachid l'makom b'beis ka'a k'neses le'espalo, u'ma ta'am, by David ba ara rosh asher yishtach v'asham elokim, in Sivkan Ella Asher Yishtacha Vesham Lelukim. Asher Yishtacha Ve.
Okay, so we have two very important pieces of this Yerushalmi, and the obvious question that we're going to try to have to figure out is there a relationship between the two of them, and maybe that relationship is actually, frankly, a machlokas between the two of them. So let's start to break it down. So Ezra, you read it perfectly. So the first shita, which is shita of Rabbi Yochanan, obviously, you know, the Marad Shmaitza, so very, very, very important shita to contend with. This is the Yerushalmi, so it's, you know, what Abaye and Rava would be to the Bavli. And here we go with Rabbi Yochanan. Sarech Adam lehispalo b'makom shehu miyuchad letvila. So what does that sound like?
It sounds more like a chiyuv.
Yeah, for sure. So that was the first diuk, tzarech adam. So it seems like it's going beyond the Bavli in that way. And then in terms of quote-unquote makom kavua, seems like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan could be satisfied with...
I mean, b'chol makom asher azkir ha'shemi. I don't think you could satisfy it with Avram, with the pasuk with Avram.
Right, so definitely not rooted in Avram Avinu, and we'll come back to that. But I think Ezra was right on the first half. So the Yerushalmi is more demanding in one respect, because all of a sudden it's Tzarech Adam. There's an obligation, but in some ways it's also lowering the bar. Does anybody see it as lowering the bar? Possibly. Anybody have such a diuk? Yenison?
It says it's miyached also to a beis knesses, means that
right. It doesn't actually use the word beis knesses in Rabbi Yochanan's maimar, but it says a makom which is miyuchad letzvila. Right, so if you're dealing with a shul, so the Yerushalmi's, you know, requirements should probably be satisfied. Now, the derivation here requires a little bit of thought. So it's not so easy to figure this out. But the pasuk says, "B'chol makom asher azkira shemi, avo elecho ve'erechticha." This pasuk is quoted in many different contexts, including that afilu echad yoshev velo med, right? Shchina shruya imo asher azkira shemi. We know that the Shem Hashem, ki Shem Hashem ekra. This is good chazara for the entire year, right? Birchas haTorah. So we definitely have, you know, it there. Avilu echad yoshev velo med shchina shruya imo. So anybody who's trying to figure out what Rabbi Yochanan was saying, it doesn't say Asher Tazkir, it says V'chol makom Asher Azkir Hashemi Avoy Lecho Ve'erechticha. So how do you get from that pasuk to the idea that a person should always daven in a makom which is miyuchad to tefila? It's a little subtle. Ilan?
Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence or Shechina is already there before you start davening. That's why it's not Tazkir, not when you do it, but even before you do it.
Right, so in other words, it's not you in particular, it's not limited to you, but it's a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina generally would be. Tazkir ain't Ksiv Kana Ela Azkir, and that relates to basic Knesset. Ephraim, is that what you wanted to say as well? That, good, yeah, okay, I guess so. All right, so now, Ezra, you said it very well. The Yerushalmi really, on the one hand, you know, sort of raises the bar in terms of an outright chiyuv. But Me'idach Gisa, the Yerushalmi says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it could be satisfied with a makom which is miyuchad for tefillah. And probably Beis HaKnesses would be the simplest way of translating that into practical halachic terms. So we're going to see the analysis later in the Rishonim, right? This is what gives rise to the whole discussion. It's maybe within a Beis HaKnesses, Dafka, you don't need a Makom Kavua. So all of the, you know, holy wars that people fight over, you're in my seat. No, you're in my seat. If you come after 9:15, you can't kick the guy out of your seat. You know, whatever, all of those policies that different shuls have put into place and, you know, shul presidents have been, you know, impeached for, you know, it could be that had we just followed Rabbi Yochanan, all of this would have been solved. And no, there is no Makom Kavua, you know, within the Beis HaKnesses. I'll just tell you guys something funny about that. I mean, it's not so funny, but, you know, so my Rebbe in high school, Rav Yitzchak Tursky, he's such a gaon, so he used to chuckle about people who would, you know, who would throw other people, like, out of their seats, like they'd come a little bit later during davening, not just because it's a chutzpah she'en kamo, that, you know, you come later to davening and you're going to throw a guest out of your seat. But what, of course, is the tremendous irony, saying I'm such a captain, I'm so zaris in makom kavua, that this person who's a guest who's visiting town, I'm going to chuck him out of the seat. So what's the irony there?
This is the Yashkin, I don't really care.
What's that? Okay, definitely. You know, you should have been.
Avram's defining me though was hachnasas
orchid. Right. Yeah. So I think we would probably imagine that for Avram Avinu, you know, if Achnasas Archim is Docha Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, maybe it wouldn't be going out too far on a limb to say that Achnasas Archim is going to be Docha Makom Kavua. I'm just, you know, speculating here.
Right.
So, again, the idea of throwing a guest out of your seat for the sake of Makom Kavua, given the fact that the entire din is rooted in Avraham Avinu, Rav Tursky used to, you know, say it was a very sad, you know, statement about the person's awareness of the origins of Makom Kavua. Okay, so be that as it may, Rabbi Yochanan suggests that maybe it's not shayach to a shul altogether. Okay, excellent. Let's now just take maybe one step further in the Yerushalmi before we wrap things up, and then we'll do our grand experiment about whether we could just kind of hang out here in this room and see if people can join for the Ram Chabura, if anybody joins. Okay, so Amar Tanchum Bar Chanina.
So he said, Tzarech Adam liyached lo makom bebeis HaKnesses leispala.
Yeah.
Which could be in contrast to Rabbi Yochanan.
Exactly. So that would establish the parameters of the machokis that we were talking about, umatam. So he says, I also need to establish this somehow.
Right.
Okay, so he wants to interpret this pasuk that David HaMelech Asher Hishtachav Hashem LeElokim, that it wasn't enough to have a general location, but there's a din in the Gavra. Like, just like there's a din in David HaMelech, Tzarech Adam LeYachid Lo Makom BeBeis HaKnesses lehispalo. Okay, so the Yerushalmi lechol hadeos presents this more than the Bavli does. Bavli, we agree with Ben Sion. Sounds very much like an Eitzah Tova Kamash Malan. The Yerushalmi presents things much more in terms of a typical Chiyuv. But at the same time, there seems to be an internal machlokas in the Yerushalmi whether the needs of Makom Kavua are satisfied by having a Makom which is Miyuchad L'Tfila, right? So that it's not really so much a din in the Gavra, but the fact is that Tfila should be issued forth from a makom tefila. It's a din. It's an actual din in the tefila itself. Okay? Or, like the second daya, the day of Reb Tanchum in the Yerushalmi, was that a gavra needs, even within a general makom, which is a ra'oi, and miyuchad for tefila, a person needs their own makom within that makom, a sub-makom. So again, in the lambdas, it seems pretty clear, is this a din in a makom shel tefila, or is this a din somehow in the gavra? In the Bavli, again, you don't have the chi of dimension because it's kol hakoveh makom tefila so lo ke'avram be'ezro. But if you'd had to say which day, Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Tanchum, that the Bavli sounded more like, not in terms of the chiyuv, for sure you don't have the chiyuv, but what do you have in terms of whether it's Beis HaKnesses would be enough? Kol HaKoveh Makom L'Tfilah Solo Ke'Avram Be'Ezro. If you had to guess, is it more like Rabbi Yochanan or more like Rabbi Tanchum? It's hard to say 100%, but... Levi?
Oh, sorry.
What's that?
He was here for the Ramon Chabur. It works.
Rabbi Tanchum?
Right, so it sounds like it's not just enough to have a Beis HaKnesses, but sounds like the way that Avram did it, which is that, he Elamakom Asher Amad Sham, that he went to his very specific location. Okay, so we'll hold it up here. We'll obviously do Chazar on these points tomorrow. Anybody who wants to continue staying, again, no pressure on anybody. It's a little bit easier to do it this way, and now we're going to see it's so much easier to do it this way. This is the Rambam Chabura in Hilchos Chamei Tumatza, so we'll begin with a break of 60 seconds. Okay, yes, you call off, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good day. Thank you, Rabbi.